here's a story from The World.
Investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia was a woman who was feared by many power brokers in Malta, the island nation south of Sicily. In 2017, she was working on a story about corruption that implicated the prime minister's chief of staff. Then, in October of that year, she died in a car bombing. Today, an independent public inquiry in Malta found the state responsible for her death by creating a culture of impunity. I'm joined now by Andrew Galizia, Daphne Caruana Galizia's son. Andrew, what is your reaction to the conclusion of this public inquiry today?
There are so many different emotions because this has been a very long fight. First, to get the public inquiry set up in the first place. Second, to protect its independence. And now third, a new battle opens up to ensure that the inquiry's recommendations are actually implemented.
What are those recommendations?
They flow directly from the report's findings, which were that my mother's isolation, the fact that she was the only check on government at the time, the only person investigating high-level corruption, because the agencies responsible had been captured by an organized criminal network, that increased the risk to her life and contributed to her death, which is ultimately why the state is responsible. So there are recommendations to ensure the independence of institutions, to create enforceable rules for public behavior by public officials, and there are recommendations on strengthening journalism as well.
And these recommendations, are they intended to erase that culture of impunity in Malta? I mean, is that what the inquiry believes?
Exactly. They're intended to restore the rule of law in Malta, effectively to restore Malta's democracy, restore press freedom, and crucially, to begin a process of national reconciliation to heal the wound that the country suffered. And they asked that the Prime Minister begin this by apologizing to my family, which he did. And now the most important thing for us as a family is to see evidence that the government will act in good faith. So we're waiting to see.
I was wondering if the inquiry pointed the finger at the government and its leaders who were in power when your mother was killed. Was it that overt?
Yes. So the inquiry actually includes a section on the prime minister at the time, Joseph Muscat, and they found him responsible for my mother's death. They found that had Joseph Muscat acted in response to my mother's reporting on his chief of staff and one of his ministers at the time, had Joseph Muscat forced them out of government, then it's very likely that my mother would still be alive today. Joseph Muscat's actions created the impression that the people who murdered my mother wouldn't face consequences. That's what the inquiry found.
So what consequences could the government of Malta at the time face for these findings presented by this independent public inquiry?
Well, the inquiry also calls for sustained police investigations into the wrongdoing that my mother reported. So this is something that my family is pushing for. So the inquiry established state responsibility, but obviously there is also criminal responsibility. Dehumanizing propaganda, even though it can have criminal consequences, isn't actionable at law for now, unfortunately. But the crimes are what pushed the government to dehumanize my mother, so the crimes of corruption, which have so far not yet been prosecuted by the police. And the inquiry calls for the police to step up progress on these investigations. And that will be an extremely important way, not only of honoring my mother's legacy and the value of her work, but of helping the country to heal. Because right now, several of the people implicated in my mother's reporting still occupy positions of public trust. Some still sit in parliament. Hmm.
The accounts of your mother point to a brave and determined journalist. Can you tell us what she was like as a journalist? What was her approach to her profession?
She felt this enormous sense of responsibility. She found it impossible to look away. In Malta, there's a culture of minding your own business, of not drawing attention to yourself, even when you see evidence of wrongdoing. My mother was very different. She felt this huge sense of ownership of the country, and she just couldn't bear to see the evidence that was reaching her, essentially of state capture by an organized criminal web. She was aware of the risks that she faced, and this is really the proof of her courage, that instead of focusing on something else or leaving it to others, she ended up becoming the only person in Malta who was providing an effective check against the abuse in government that she was seeing. And her death, I mean, the inquiry found that her death ultimately saved Malta from being completely captured by a mafia-style organization. It was the reaction to her death that really changed the course of Malta's history.
After your mother was killed, Andrew, you and your brothers created the Daphne Caruana Galizia Foundation. What have the last 4 years been like for you personally while seeking justice for your mother?
I mean, our lives have been put on hold. I mean, we often say it's just felt like one long day. The years just pass and, you know, we're making progress, obviously, but with every step forward, there's somehow more to do. We all look forward to the day when we can actually resume normal life and enjoy each other's company and, you know, remember our mother in that way through each other's company, which is something we've been unable to do in the last 4 years.
Andrew Galizia is the son of Daphne Caruana Galizia, the investigative journalist who was killed in a car bombing in 2017. Today, a public inquiry in Malta held the government there responsible for her death, for creating a culture of impunity. Andrew, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Marco, for having me.